From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There is a front in the war on terror that isn't getting much attention these days. It's Somalia. For 15 years, there's been essentially no government in the country, and U.S. diplomats fear that's made it a haven for terrorists. The Bush administration is resisting calls to name a special envoy for Somalia, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that diplomats from many countries are having a hard time coming up with ways to contain the conflict.
One thing most outside experts on Somalia can agree on is that the U.S. needs someone to work on the issue full-time. The U.S. doesn't have diplomatic presence in the country, and David Shin, a former U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia and special coordinator for Somalia, says a new conflict poses serious regional implications.
This is the problem with the Horn of Africa. It's been, over the last 50 years, the most conflicted corner of Africa, possibly the most conflicted corner of the world, and due in large part to all of these individual conflicts that are linked to each other in one way or another. You need, in my view, a special envoy who has the time to think this all through and sort it out.
There are, for instance, ethnic Somali populations in surrounding countries, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Djibouti, and there's a long history of border conflicts in the region. Add to that a lengthy list of grievances and conflicts among groups within Somalia, and you have a potent mix. Alex DeWall of the New York-based Social Science Research Council describes it this way.
There's a huge archaeology of different layers of conflict that become unearthed as soon as people start to fight. The conflict in Somalia is partly an ideological conflict, partly it is a clan conflict.
The task for the Bush administration and its international partners, he says, will be to avert a military showdown between the Islamists in Mogadishu and the weak UN-backed transitional government. Negotiating efforts to bring the two sides together haven't amounted to much. A conflict, DeWall says, would bring in the neighbors.
Ever since the collapse of the Somali central government more than 15 years ago, a range of different regional and international players have fished in Somali politics. And the country that's had the greatest and most consistent engagement is Ethiopia.
Ethiopia now supports the transitional government and sees the Council of Islamic Courts as a security threat. The Islamists had their roots in a guerrilla movement in Ethiopia, as John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group explains.
I talked to a number of the senior members of the Islamic Courts, and they were all talking about, in really apocalyptic terms, the coming conflict with Ethiopia. And they always viewed Ethiopia as being the source of the kind of external threat that they would use to mobilize Somalis, who are very nationalistic, very xenophobic, very anti-imperialistic.
The big fear among experts is that the Islamists will move against the transitional government. Sudan has so far played a mediating role in this, though experts say Khartoum needs to be encouraged to keep an even hand. David Shin of George Washington University is among those raising concerns about Saudi Arabia's influence.
There has been, over the last 10, 15 years, a growing religious connection, and that in part accounts for some of the theology in the Somali court structure. You've had a fair number of clerics who have trained in Saudi Arabia.
And the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Jindai Frazier, said recently she believes money is flowing from businesses in Saudi Arabia and Yemen to the Islamic courts in Somalia. She said the U.S. would be talking to Saudi Arabia about this, but Washington has other pressing issues in the Middle East, and that means Somalia could fall off the administration's radar screen, as Senator Russell Feingold says has happened too often in the past.
We need to recognize that Somalia is a front line in the broader fight against terrorism and that it needs more than just intermittent attention.
The Wisconsin Democrat has been urging the Bush administration to come up with a comprehensive strategy and to name an envoy for Somalia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.